Glad you could join us.
On 98.5 KRZ.
Eagle fans feeling better now after that amazing win in Chicago yesterday. The headline in one of the Philly papers says it all. It's pretty good. Clanks for the memory. It was a double doink win in Chicago, so the game came down to a final field goal. The Bears had a chance to win it with 10 seconds left. Here's what went down.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out onto the field, but there's still 5 seconds, so they've got to get back. He does it again.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
A double doink.
Double doink.
Yeah, Bears kicker Cody Parkey. I guess he did that like 5 or 6 times this season alone, all in Chicago, where he not only hit the upright, but he hit the crossbar as well. So 16-15, the Eagles pull off just an amazing way to hold off the Bears, and they move on to New Orleans next weekend.
Question.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a sports person.
Right.
But at what point does the coach step in and go, maybe this isn't for you? Maybe insurance salesman is more your thing. Well, if he's done it that many times, what is the ratio of what's normal in a season?
Well, you wonder, you know, what is their next option? Do they have anybody that could be better? And apparently not. You know, he's their guy, but he might be looking for new work in the offseason.
Insurance salesman.
Yeah, or at least not with Chicago, because he's not a favorite. In fact, I'll retweet this. Jeff Chirico, who used to work in this market on TV, just tweeted out there's video of the kick missing. And if you look real close, you see the Bears mascot, you know, the bear.
Yeah.
And he's putting his hands up this like it's good, and then he sees that it's not good, and the bear just falls over.
Oh, no.
He just falls over in the end zone.
It's like, I'm done.
It's hilarious.
I'm out.
Just,
oh, no.
That pretty much says it all. So I'll put that out on the KRZ Twitter, at 985WKRZ.
You don't feel bad for him a little bit?
I always feel bad for any athletes that fail.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah. Thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. There's winners and losers. It's always got to be a loser, but when it's all on you.
That's why I can't do sports. I would be always the loser.